Michigan State University and WKAR have received a license from the Federal Communications Commission to launch an experimental next-generation TV broadcasting station to focus on digital advancements and internet-based connectivity. It's called ATSC 3.0.
Well, ATSC 3.0 is essentially a new standard that is potentially going to be adopted by broadcasters. We're not quite sure how it will take off. It really will be consumer-driven. There's no mandate. But it's an exciting new way to broadcast that allows for a much more connected, interactive experience for the user, in addition to all kinds of other benefits that relate to revenue generation and just a prettier picture and more audio options and things like that. But what we're interested in is the education component and the public service component that could be used. So I think there will be lots of broadcasters who are interested in how to generate revenue and how to serve the general public, and public broadcasters like WKAR are interested in how to utilize it for education and public service purposes.
That's Susie Elkins, Director of Broadcasting for MSU and General Manager of WKAR.
Well, I'm working more on the technical side of it.
And that's WKAR's Manager of Technical Services, Gary Blevernicht.
And what ATSC 3 is, a new broadcast standard. It uses new technology in being able to transmit the signal. And by changing that technology, A, it obsoletes the older sets. So that's one of the downsides from it. There'll have to be converter boxes or devices to bring the signal into to older sets. But it enhances the ability to transmit multiple things at the same time, that you can do data, you can do video, you can do additional audio channels all at once. So it's it's much more robust, that the signal will be much stronger and much easier to decode once we've made this transition.
So what's in ATSC 3.0 for viewers?
I think what's exciting for viewers is the ability for increased mobility. And so that's one big benefit of the standard, is that it's stronger. And so people will be able to watch live television on their phones or pads wherever they are, essentially, we think. We'll see how that really plays out. But we know that there will be increased mobility for sure. And also just a much better viewing experience. And I think, in addition, the audio experience is pretty robust with this. So many more channels, many more options. This means that broadcasters can choose how to use this. So you can use all of the robustness to have a beautiful picture and lots of audio, or you could break it up into multiple channels that still look really great. There's the mobile aspect to it. And then there's just I think the most unique part about the standard is the hybrid. So it's a hybrid of broadcast and IP delivery. And so when you think about integrating what you use the internet for and your broadcast experience and put that together, you can imagine what the possibilities are. And while we're trying to imagine that right now. So there are a lot of ways that I think this will benefit viewers and users, but it's really up to us to try to figure out what those are and offer opportunities, and then the consumers will decide what they like and what they really want to use.
It has a lot of potential as this rolls out, as this develops. As Susie mentioned, it's going to be incredibly better for mobile and handheld devices because of that robustness that I mentioned earlier. Additional features that are built into the standard, that you can send a mixture of over-the-air signals plus internet-delivered signals, which will allow a viewer to select options that might not otherwise be available, that they could choose, for example, a French language or Portuguese, and then it could come in over the internet and then merge in with a signal that's transmitted out to everybody, increasing the reach. The same thing with captions. You'd be able to have English and Spanish and French. It's going to grow up to that. It's not all going to be there at the start, but I think it can grow to that.
MSU will open the Next Gen Media Innovation Lab, a new research facility within WKAR and the College of Communication Arts and Sciences on the MSU campus. The lab will have an emphasis on outcomes related to education and public media content.
Well, as I mentioned, one of the things we need to do as broadcasters is to figure out how to utilize this new standard and all the benefits that it could potentially bring. And so WKAR applied to the FCC to obtain an experimental license so that we can broadcast an ATSC 3, and we need to build that plant out and buy some receivers, and we will put those in a lab to essentially study what the standard can offer. So we can create applications. Our interest is in particular is in early childhood education, education applications. There are some stations interested in warning systems, alert systems. We've talked about automated vehicles and agricultural applications. And so we're here at Michigan State University where there are all kinds of researchers who are interested in how they could use this hybrid application or this ability to benefit their life's work. And so it'll be really, we just really wanted to create a space where researchers on campus could come and potentially broadcasters from across the country, other public media organizations have ideas on how they would like to serve their local communities, and so we just wanted to build a place where people could come and research and test ideas. And so Gary's working on building out the broadcast facility. We're working on building out a physical space for the lab, and we're just going to start testing.
WKAR is the first public broadcasting station in the United States to receive FCC authorization to begin experimental ATSC 3.0 broadcasts.
Well, when we first started hearing about the possibilities of ATSC 3, MSU was really interested because they saw benefits for research and public service, and thinking about our land-grant mission, it just made a lot of sense for us to learn a little bit more about it. Certainly, there are commercial broadcasters who are interested in a few test sites where they're testing applications, and their focus will be broad and beneficial for consumers, but they aren't necessarily focused on research applications and testing and experimenting when it comes to educational and land grant purposes and public media purposes. You know, so we're really interested in serving the public, doing good work. And so we needed a space where people interested in that could come. And MSU has been interested from the start in terms of building research relationships around ATSC 3. And so we'll see potentially how to use the data, how to use the applications. And it is quite an honor to have gotten the experimental license. We're the first public broadcaster to get it. And it was actually, we had to do a little work with the FCC to help them understand that we don't have a specific application that we're going to use. We want to test multiple applications and see what sticks, what works, and what we might be able to offer. And that's a little bit different than what they're used to. So we had to make the case that there really is no one else that's looking to serve the public the way that we are. And we are at this land grant institution that has proven that that's what we're all about. And so I think they were intrigued by that. And a lot of people across the country are intrigued by what we will study in the lab. And that's why we want to have it open. We want people to be able to apply to come and do testing on ideas that they have. And, you know, I think that that's really what MSU does best, and WKAR is perfectly positioned through the work that Gary and his engineers have done to build out the transmitter site. All the stars align to allow us to be ready to build it at our site and apply for the license. And now that it's been granted, we have a lot of work to do in the next few months.
WKAR expects to begin ATSC 3.0 experimental broadcasting in September.
I think people should pay attention because I believe it could really have a very strong impact, particularly in the world of education. So if we can build out a back channel and some increased interactivity that is seamless, so right now you can use a second screen and you can somewhat interact with what you see on your television, or certainly you can interact if you're streaming. But imagine putting that all together in a really robust way that doesn't go down when a cell tower goes down, that does, you know, I mean, there's just so much possibility with the robustness of the actual transmitter site and using the broadcast piece of it. So as technology changes and people increasingly expect mobility, I think that it will be really exciting for all of us, those who are creating content and trying to meet the needs of the users, and then also just the people who are looking for a new, unique, very tailored experience. I think that's what this can bring, is even more localization, more tailored experiences. I think stations will be able to super serve their communities because we can localize even more than we ever have. And public broadcasters have been great at localization since day one, but this really potentially could increase that tenfold.
Learn more about ATSC 3.0 at WKAR.org. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.